Even though the murder rate for the city has largely declined over the past two decades, residents in some of New York's poorest communities say they feel no safer. That's given rise here, as elsewhere across the country, to a new breed of community activist called the violence interrupter, who seeks to deter violence in ways the police cannot. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez has this story of one man trying to make the streets of Harlem safer.
Dedrick Hammond is a 33-year-old from Central Harlem who is known as Beloved. His full-time job is to stop disputes before they escalate into gun violence. That means getting to know young men in the neighborhood, scanning Facebook for signs of trouble, and figuring out who is likely to be the next shooter or victim.
We try to figure out who the people are, who's the major players in these situations, who the high-risk people.
She wanted her granddaughter so bad.
On a recent Thursday evening, Beloved sits in the passenger seat of a green Jeep Cherokee as he and his partner make their rounds.
We're dealing with a situation where a kid got shot in the shoulder, and he was right here in Harlem Hospital. We had to come in here and talk to him.
Intervening at the hospital is important because it's when a gunshot victim is likely to be contemplating retaliation. In this instance, Beloved said the young victim seemed open to putting his gun down.
We feel like, you know, that's somebody we could work with. Because if he could stop himself from having that anger and that face look as he going to kill something, then we know he's somebody we definitely need. Because
at 6 feet, 305 pounds, Beloved is an imposing figure, and he's well known on these streets. A group of young men hanging out in front of a corner bodega stop what they're doing when he passes by. He calls the young men family and says they belong to a street gang he founded when he was 11.
I'm in need of y'all favor right now.
Talk to us.
A 25-year-old who would only give his name as Antoine says gunshots are constant in the neighborhood.
After a while, things you get used to. And it's not something that's good, but that's just how things are.
Antoine says his group does try to heed Beloved's message of nonviolence. He says they don't use guns, but they do use their fists.
We knuckle up around here. We know a little 5-minute fight. And then after that, we slap each other five and we say, it's going to be all right. That's it. That's as far as it's going to go.
Beloved has been to prison twice, and he's been shot twice. Just a few feet away from here, in the middle of 7th Avenue, near 131st Street. He points to the spot and describes the fight.
Because at the end of the day, I'm not backing down. He's not backing down. So he pulls out, and he squeezes. He shoot me two times in my stomach. And
Beloved said the bullets ricocheted throughout his body. He wasn't carrying a gun that day and had already been contemplating changing his life. He said he had become more rational, and he didn't feel he needed to retaliate whenever he was provoked. These days, Beloved walks the streets relaxed and with his head down, no longer on edge, waiting for the next bullet to strike. As a violence interrupter for the community organization Street Corner Resources, he hopes to inspire a similar change in other young men. But the work can be frustrating.
We're here today to announce the indictment of 19 members of a violent criminal street gang.
On November 4th, Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance announced the takedown of a street crew that allegedly controlled a portion of 129th Street using guns and physical violence. The arrests were particularly disturbing for Beloved. He said he knew several of the young men and believed they had turned a corner and were on their way to changing their lives.
It hurts. It hurts bad. I really don't want to talk about it because it was that sad, because it wasn't like I worked with them today and I haven't seen them for years or 6 years. I still was working with them.
One of those arrested attended the Harlem Renaissance School on 128th Street. Beloved's boss, Aisha Sekou, immediately organized a, quote, rescue workshop for high-risk students there.
This is a preventive measure, And people might say, oh, ain't nothing happening to me. Well, last week when they took somebody out of here, something happened to him. We didn't expect that.
The young men cross their arms and slouch in their chairs. A tall, well-dressed man speaks to them about swallowing their pride and cooperating with police.
You are leaving that situation. You are able to live to see another day. I'm even with a police officer is only going to make the situation worse. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a police officer. You're not going to argue with me. Straight jacket. You're not going to argue.
Once he identifies himself, the resentment from the students becomes palpable. The young men ask why they are regularly thrown up against walls, stopped and frisked, and they always seem to fit the description of a perp.
Let's listen.
All right.
Later, Beloved gets up to speak. The students quiet down as he explains the level of violence they can expect if they hang out with street gangs.
Tomorrow when I pop on door, his whole crew is coming to your house. They come to your house, my little girl cousin house, my mother's best friend house, just because we are Philly.
Unlike the police officer, the two-time felon seems to be both scaring and intriguing the young men. And before ending, he helps lead them in a chant.
I am my brother's keeper.
I am my brother's keeper.
I am my brother's keeper.
The love that I have for myself, I share for my brothers.
The love that I have for myself, I share for my brothers.
And that's my peace.
And that's my peace.
And with that, Beloved heads back to the streets, hoping the young men will take his message seriously. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.